Chapter 9. The End of the War. Darzee sang a very sad song that he made up on the spot. Just as he got to the most touching part, there was movement in the grass. Rikki Tikki Tavi, covered with dirt, was dragging himself out of the hole and licking his whiskers. Darzee stopped singing and gave a little shout. Rikki Tikki Tavi shook some of the dust out of his fur and sneezed. "It is all over," he said. "The whittle will never come out again." And the red ants that live in the grass heard him. They began to go down the hole one after another to see if it was true. Rikki Tikki Tavi got comfortable in the grass and slept where he was. He slept and slept until it was late in the afternoon, for he had done a hard day's work. "Now," he said when he woke up, "I will go back to the house. Tell the coppersmith, Darzee, and he will tell the garden that Nagaina is dead." The coppersmith is a bird who makes a noise exactly like the beating of a little hammer on a copper pot. He makes it often because he is like the town crier to every Indian garden. He tells all the news to everybody who might be interested. As Rikki Tikki Tavi went up the path, he heard the coppersmith cry, "Ding dong tock! Nag is dead! Dong! Nagaina is dead! Ding dong tock!" That set all the birds in the garden singing and the frogs croaking, for Nag and Nagaina used to eat frogs as well as little birds. When Rikki Tikki Tavi got to the house, Teddy and his family came out and almost cried over him. That night, he ate all that was given to him until he could eat no more. Then he went to sleep on Teddy's shoulder. He was still there when Teddy's mother and father came into the bedroom late that night to check on Teddy. "He saved our lives and Teddy's life," Teddy's mother said to her husband. "Just think, he saved all our lives." Rikki Tikki Tavi woke up with a jump, for mongooses are light sleepers. "Oh, it's you," he said. "What are you bothering to check for? All the cobras are dead. And if they weren't, I'm here." Rikki Tikki Tavi had a right to be proud of himself. But in his time with the family, he did not grow too proud. He kept that garden as a mongoose should keep it, with tooth and jump and spring and bite, until never a cobra dared show its head inside the walls again.